For the week of January 8th, 2009, this is Inside Renewable Energy. I am Stephen Lacey. Good to be with you as always. As if you hadn't heard enough about the financial mess we've been through over the last year, we've got another show about finance. Shares of clean tech companies have had a very turbulent ride in 2008. We'll follow the path they took and see where it may lead us in 2009.
So until the low, which was reached around November 21st, it was down over 70%. It's a very strong downward performance.
Then we'll look at how startup companies are making moves in the current economic environment. Those stories are coming right up on Inside Renewable Energy, a production of RenewableEnergyWorld.com.
It means the interminable line outside factory gates, desperately hoping for a job that rarely comes. It means hunger and the march of the unemployed on the nation's capital. With acute domestic problems, America would now isolate herself more than ever from the international scene. It started in America, but practically overnight an economic blizzard swept the world. In Japan, France, Britain, always the unemployed, the soup kitchens, the grinding poverty, and the despair.
Whew, 2008 was a tough year, huh? With the... that wasn't footage from last year? Oh, my bad. I better talk to the archivist about that one. Well, even so, with a very financially painful 2008 behind us, we can now look toward better times in 2009. Maybe. We all know that the markets don't just change with the flip of a calendar, but we can hope, right? To get a sense for how this year may play out, and to remind ourselves of the wild ride that shares took last year, I spoke with Rob Wilder. He's the CEO and founder of Wilder Shares. We talked about two indexes, ECO and NEX. ECO tracks a variety of U.S. companies in the clean tech space, and NEX tracks international companies in the space. And boy, was it a trying year for them both.
Yes, it was, Stephen. NEX is good because it's sort of a picture from space of all of the Earth, of what's going on, you know, globally in clean energy. So until the low, which was reached around November 21st, it was down over 70%. It's a very strong downward performance, and it closed out the year. It bounced up to close out down about 61%. It closed after bouncing about 45%.
And some people have attributed that bounce to the election of Obama and perhaps the stimulus package that he's proposed.
Yeah, that's right. It's the election of Obama, the victory of Obama instead of McCain. And he came out very forcefully. You know, just today he came on TV and said he's looking for a doubling of clean energy. He's pointing to this specifically as one of the ways we can stimulate the economy.
And that index had a fairly good year in 2007, especially compared to 2008, and I believe it grew by about 58%.
That's right.
So we're looking at a big correction here in 2008.
Yeah, that's right. It was 58%. And I'd say to you, the first three quarters of 2008, the NEX really stayed relatively strong. It held up well. It may have been investors wanting to hold on to their clean energy investments globally and liquidating other holdings first. So it was trading around 350, 400, 425 for the first three quarters. And then, like I say, you know, you had this strong downwards drop till end of November where it touched down at 133 in the fourth quarter. Mm.
And what are some of the factors that contributed to that drop?
Sure. Well, one was, as you mentioned, it went up 58% in 2007. So there's going to be probably some regression to mean. And that's internal to clean energy. But then you have to look outside of clean energy for a drop of the size. Part of it would be the credit crunch. Clean energy is very capital intensive. It's not like software where a guy in a garage can write lots of code. Clean energy, solar, wind, energy efficiency, biofuels, storage, batteries, it all requires lots of capital, and there's a capital crunch. Third, probably the execution risk. These are startups. These are newish companies executing new technologies. And I'd say fourth would be, you know, we all know oil was at 140 plus, and during this past year, 2008, it closed out under 40. And this is frankly, you know, a figure that very, very few people were expecting.
Mm. Absolutely. So we're looking at the conventional energy prices dropping, investors getting rid of the risky stocks, and then you know, companies with extremely high capital requirements being dropped as well.
Yeah, you know, it's all those things, and each, and actually, because the NEX is made up of sectors, like ECO, the ECO index as well, you can look at each sector. So let's just instead of ECO, let's talk about the NEX, take a global snapshot. In 2008, the solar stocks fell around 75%. So in solar, you had margins being hit pretty hard. Competition is generally a good thing, except when you get new competition, you lose the pricing power, and margins got hit, and the solar companies fell hard across the board. Biofuels, 2008 continued 2007's decline. It was down about 68%. Feedstock costs were up, generally declining optimism on the nature of biofuels, especially if you use corn feedstock. Cellulosic not yet on the scene. Wind, that's our biggest sector. That fell 56% in the NEX. Now, there's fears about weaker project development demand. The credit crunch especially hits hard here. We remember maybe 12 months ago, people were really excited about 3-gigawatt, 4-gigawatt-sized wind project development ideas. And that's a gigawatt's about a nuclear power plant. So we're talking like a wind farm development of 3 nuclear power plants in faceplate capacity and 4 nuclear power plants. And this really depended on credit sort of continuing like it had been. And as soon as that dried up, and as soon as the animal spirits, the demand for risk and confidence went away, that capital for wind went away. And I tell you, because we're probably kind of casting about for where is there a bright spot, and both in the ECO index and in the NEX, power storage.
I was going to mention that. I noticed that storage did fairly well compared to everything else.
You're absolutely right. Here's one where, you know, there was actually a gain in 2008. And it may have been a case where investors, they missed on solar. I remember 5 years ago, 6 years ago, these German solar companies just walloping upwards in stock valuations, and people miss that. Many people miss that, especially in the U.S. At wind, people miss it. Maybe they're saying, well, let's get in on the ground floor here on power storage. So it was up 6%. So it may be a case of people trying to get in early. If you look at the best performers, you could look at GS Yuasa, energy power storage in Japan. Many folks who follow this field are familiar with their joint venture work with Mitsubishi for the MIEV. That could be sold in Europe under Citroën or Peugeot nameplates. They're working with Honda, Nissan. They were up 159% last year, Stephen, in U.S. dollars.
And let's move over to ECO. What happened there? Are we seeing the same story that we saw on the NEX?
Yeah, you know, the basic differences is that ECO is U.S.-listed stock. So you can have these Chinese solar PV companies that have U.S. ADRs, but it's mainly U.S. companies, and it did basically reflect somewhat the same story as the NEX.
How have investors reacted to the performance of these indexes? As we said before, they were due for a correction, and investors probably were able to see that. But this is an extremely volatile sector still, and you always make sure to tell people that when they get in this game. But how have investors reacted generally over the course of the year?
That's a good question, Stephen. One way you can judge that is the assets under management. That is, you look at any fund, active managed mutual fund or passive index, and you look at the percent down in a big down year like 2008, and you say, are the funds under management relatively still greater than the decline, or are they more than the decline? So if people are selling during the decline and not moving in, then you have an even greater loss. And, in our case, for ECO, for example, you know, you saw the assets under management quite high, about $1.8 billion, at the start of 2008. And now, today, after this huge decline, they're down around $650 million. So they're down a lot, but they're down less than the share price decline. So, for example, in ECO, I think what's happening is people may be forced to sell certain assets, and they're sort of holding on to the assets that they are most bullish about, despite being needing, in some cases, to sell or choosing to sell. They're holding on. So, for example, with the tracker for the ECO index, I think I take away from that people are bullish. And also, you know, we've talked about through the end of 2008, but I tell you, the first week of 2009, there were some increases, and the flows were pretty robust. They were even more so than the increase. Part of that is the beta is such, that is the volatility, which is very high in clean energy, is such that people generally see, and generally tell me they see this, that the index often goes up much more than the Dow or the NASDAQ. So when the NASDAQ declines, clean energy may go down quite a bit more. And when it goes the other way, clean energy may go, you know, up quite a bit more than it declines. So people may be foreseeing some sort of bottoming, especially after a November 21st bottom when ECO was down around 63, a level, frankly, we could not have imagined a year ago.
Again, that's Rob Wilder. He's CEO and founder of Wilder Shares. If you want any more information on what we talked about, just go to wildershares.com.